Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Well, it's Thursday, and that means it's time to round up some ideas for the weekend ahead. And joining us with some of hers is Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor of Dig Boston. Hey, Hillary.
Hey.
So what's your first pick for this great summer weekend we have ahead of us?
Okay, first up, we have the Classic Tough Guys series, and it's showing at the Brattle Theater this weekend, starting on Friday. It opens with Get Carter and Point Blank tomorrow, and then Dirty Harry and Shaft are playing on Saturday, with The Getaway and The Mechanic on Sunday. And they're all double features, and they're all at a theater that serves beer. And I think it's only appropriate for a Tough Guy marathon to be at a theater that serves brew.
So what are you looking forward to seeing most?
Oh, definitely Shaft and Dirty Harry on Saturday.
Dirty Harry with Clint Eastwood, of course. You can't get much tougher than that.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, do you, Hillary?
I was born lucky, please.
Well, that's from Dirty Harry, which is part of this weekend's Classic Tough Guy series at the Brattle Theater. Hillary, what else do you have for us?
Okay, next up we have a show called Gross Indecency, The Three Trials of Oscar Wilde, and that opens Saturday night and runs through August 26th at the Boston Center for the Arts. It's produced by the local company Bad Habit Productions, and it's the first of six shows that they're doing this season with their season-long theme of sex and politics.
So sex and politics, and remind us where Oscar Wilde fits into those themes.
Okay, so in turn of the century London, Oscar Wilde's sexuality was taboo. You know, he was homosexual, and he was actually imprisoned for sodomy and gross indecency after a group of male prostitutes admitted in court of law that they had sexual relations with him. And it was a big scandal and just really heartbreaking that this great talent had to go through such terrible things based on his identity, really.
He really, really suffered. And Gross Indecency, Hillary, was written by Moses Kaufman, who's best known for The Laramie Project.
Yeah, and he took a similar approach in crafting the script for Gross Indecency in that he pulled quotes from the transcripts of the trials and from correspondence and interviews with Oscar Wilde. So this is a really unique and more personal take on the downfall of one of the 19th century's most prolific writers, really.
Well, it sounds fascinating. So that's Gross Indecency, The Three Trials of Oscar Wilde at the Boston Center for the Arts Saturday night. So Hillary, we've got time for one more pick. What you got for us?
Lady Lamb the Beekeeper and Mo Pope at the Brighton Music Hall on Saturday night. And Lady Lamb the Beekeeper, she's Ali Spaltrow. Lady Lamb is her stage moniker. And she's a singer-songwriter originally from Brunswick, Maine. But, you know, Boston considers her one of her own because she has a huge fan base here and she plays really frequently at our venues.
And we actually had her on our show last year. And here's a clip of her performing in our studio.
Emptied my pockets, these empty pockets. It's emptying my pockets and I waited for your call. Laid on the pavement, down on the pavement. Laid on the pavement with my ear against the wall. Stood on the mountain.
So Ali Spaltrow is playing with Mo Pope, and he's a rapper, right?
He is indeed. Yeah, he's a Boston-based rapper, a hip-hop connoisseur, and he's a rhyme spitter extraordinaire, and he's great. He absolutely blew the roof off of the Boston-Austin official showcase at South by Southwest that we threw back in March. It's an unbelievable bill. I mean, they're two of the fiercest performers I know, and they leave everything out there, even if it means, you know, bawling your eyes out at the mic or crowd surfing or breaking things on stage. And, you know, the pairing of a great crooner like Ali and an insatiable talent like Mo, you know, that creates some intense dynamics, and the result is pretty magical.
So that's Lady Lamb, the Beekeeper, and Mo Pope at the Brighton Music Hall Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary, before we go, I need to mention that these were actually your last weekend picks for you, and
yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I'm going to New York. I'm going to be moving to Brooklyn.
Oh, that city.
Yeah, and I'm going to be continuing to, you know, wax poetic on music every once in a while, so keep your eyes peeled for me.
Well, Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor for Dig Boston, thanks so much. We've loved having your picks on the show. We're sad to say goodbye, and we wish you all the luck in the world.
Hey, thanks for everything, you guys. You've been fantastic.